Two Turkish journalists have gone on trial behind closed doors on charges of espionage. One of them is the editor-in-chief of Cumhuriyet, one of the country's biggest opposition newspapers. He and his colleague face life in prison for a story they published last year about Turkey's role in the Syria conflict. They'd already spent 92 days in jail before the Constitutional Court ruled that their pre-trial detention could not be justified. So what have these journalists done to so anger President Erdogan? DW correspondent Dorian Jones in Istanbul can tell us more. Dorian, what came out of today's proceedings?
Well, it was a very controversial proceeding. In spite of the Constitutional Court ruling that this case violates individual freedoms and media freedom, the court is carrying on with this case. Added to that controversy, the court have now decided that all future proceedings will be held in secret and there will be a ban on media reporting of this. Following that ruling, there was absolute mayhem in the court. A number of opposition members of parliament who were attending the case refused to leave. There was boos and whistles, and this forced the court to adjourn the case until April. This just underlines how controversial this case has become, and in many ways it's putting the president on trial and his government's handling of media as much as these two defendants.
So tell us about the reports that have got these journalists into so much trouble. What did they claim to have discovered?
Well, basically, they claim to have revealed a police raid on a number of lorries that were reportedly meant to be carrying aid to Syria. But in fact, when they stopped these trucks, which were being reportedly escorted by Turkish intelligence officers, inside the trucks were found to be full of munitions, including heavy military mortar shells, large amounts of arms and machine guns. And according to the police who were investigating that case, they were being delivered to Islamic jihadists fighting in Syria. This turned out to be extremely embarrassing for the government, and in particular for the president, who is now made it a personal campaign to imprison these journalists.